Good evening and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast, and we are so happy that you decided to tune in with us tonight. And so we want to invite you to pray along with us, to sing, praise the Lord with us. Go ahead and grab your Bible, pen and paper, open up your hearts and your minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Sheila Hameen to lead us in our opening prayer.
With our minds on the Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, we come before you, Lord, and we humble ourselves. We ask for mercy, oh God, and we ask for forgiveness. Oh God, please look upon us with compassion and touch our hearts, Lord, touch our minds. We come together one more time, Lord, to lift up and glorify your name. Lord, we ask right now that you will bless every listener. Everyone who has tuned in, oh God, we ask that you will move, that you will touch, Lord, that you will heal and deliver in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, bless through this ministry, bless through this broadcast all around the world. Let it grow, Lord, let it expand, let it prosper, let it bring glory and honor to your name in the name of Jesus. Oh God, lay your hand upon us. We need a touch from you, Lord Jesus. We need you to strengthen us and encourage our hearts. Lord, we're here for you to use us. Please, my God, use us the way you want, Lord God. Use in miraculous ways. Work wonders, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask right now that you will send your anointing. Destroy the yoke, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Break the chains, oh God. We know you are able to deliver. You're able to do everything. Oh, Lord Jesus, we pray right now that you will anoint the speaker tonight, that you will bless, Lord God, and send forth your word. Speak, Lord, to every heart, every soul, every mind in the name of Jesus. Lord, minister unto us through this broadcast. And through your word, Lord God, bless abundantly, oh God. Let your glory be revealed. Lord, we ask you to remember those on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Oh, Heavenly Father, touch, Lord, heal, deliver, make whole, oh God. Lord, we know you can do everything, Lord. Restore souls, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We're asking you for healing for those who are sick in their bodies, those who are laid up in the sick room. My God, make your holy visitation. Touch their bodies, oh God, and raise them up. If they've committed any sins, let their sins be forgiven, Lord, and make them ever win whole. Most of all, Lord Jesus, if they're not saved, save them, oh God, and fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. We are praying, Lord, that you will remember those who are bereaved of their loved ones. Look upon them tonight, Lord. Have compassion on them, oh God. Give them comfort. Give them consolation. Oh, Lord Jesus, be close to those families and wrap your loving arms around them. Let them feel the warmth of your love, oh God, during this difficult time. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we ask that you will cover us under your blood, that you will keep us and preserve us. Take
yes,
us through, Lord Jesus, and help us to do your will. Oh, Lord,
yes.
We ask that you will have your way and let your holy will be done. Lord, remember our leaders and pray. We pray,
yes,
God, that you will bless them in a
yes,
special
Lord.
Way, that you will Many bless mercy. Them, oh God, with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Teach them, Lord, how to lead your people. Bind
yes.
the enemy on all sides, oh God.
Yes.
And, Lord, help them to do all that you command them to do. In the name of Jesus.
In
we believe it right now, God, and we count it as done. And we thank you, Lord. We
thank
you for hearing our
thank
prayers.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for your
thank
touch,
you,
my God.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for
thank
moving
you, Jesus.
Us.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord,
for the outpouring of your
thank
hand,
you, Jesus.
Thank,
thank
you, Lord,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Let
us live to it. We don't deserve anything from you, Lord, but we thank you for your
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you for being so patient with us. Thank you, Lord, for putting us with us and for forgiving
thank
us.
You.
Thank you. Lord, we praise your holy name. Now, Lord, we ask that you'll accept our prayer. We ask it in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We thank you, Lord, for that beautiful opening prayer through Evangelist Hameen. At this time, we're going to have our opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 124th number of Psalms. That's the 124th number of Psalms. If it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters have overwhelmed us, and the streams have gone over our souls. Then the proud waters had gone over our souls. Blessed be the Lord, whom has not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is spurred out of the snares of the fowler. The snares is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has heaven, who made heaven and earth. Thank God for the reading of his word.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for the that beautiful opening scripture coming through Sister Cheryl. I just want to thank everyone for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175, and the access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6763. You may also tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title I School, and 1 is O-N-E. And we want to remember the souls on the prayer list. We want to continue to pray for the bereaved Carney family, Georgina and Pete Duchanny, for Samuel and Mary Anderson, Steve Allen Sr., who is battling cancer, Bill Bradley, who is battling cancer, Patrick Miller, Montrell Miller, Dave Paldo, Margie Paldo, Missionary Karen Paldo, Stephanie Williams, who lost her son, Charles Morris, Charlie Donaldson, Benitra Blackshirt, that the Lord would save her, Titus Edmund Sr., Logan, and Mother Barbara, and all those who are requesting prayer, as well as our unsaved family members and anyone else who may be requesting prayer at this time. And those are all the announcements that I have presently. And I like that psalm that Sister Cheryl began to read. So we're going to go ahead and sing. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side? Tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. He rocks in the cradle of his arms. When he knew I'd been battered and scarred, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away. He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. Oh, he wrapped me in the cradle of his arms. When he knew I'd been battered and torn, though if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me, where would I be? Where would I be? Amen. Praise the Lord. Where would we be if it had not been for the Lord who was on our side? Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speaker.
Amen. Praise God. I give honor to God. I thank God for being here on the Gospel Truth broadcast. Thank God for all of you who have tuned in. And I've already been blessed. I don't know about you, but I have truly been touched through the opening scripture that was read and that song. And I thank God. Hallelujah. I even thank God for touching me in the prayer. Praise
the Lord.
Prayer is very important. And to know that God is the one who is on our side, we really don't have to worry about it. If you know that God is on your side, hallelujah, you don't have anything to worry about. As the psalmist said, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side, glory to God. Think of down through the years, all the things that have happened. If it wasn't for the Lord, we just wouldn't be here. Lord, we would not have made it through. We would have still been bound up, but God, hallelujah, had mercy, and he broke those chains. He loosed the bonds, and I thank him for blessing. And if you are bound tonight and you're not on the Lord's side, I encourage you to just seek the Lord. Seek him. And knowing that he's on your side is peace and tranquility. Amen. We just thank God for everything that's been said and done. And I just want to right now ask you to prepare your heart to receive the word of God, to hear from the Lord tonight. And anything that you're doing, I want you to stop and pay close attention. Put it all aside while the word of God is coming forth. Because I wanted the Lord, he speaks. And if you are distracted, and this is the enemy's job, is to get you distracted so you won't hear what God wants you to hear. And when the Lord speaks, if you have an ear to hear, please hear what the Lord is saying to you. So don't let the enemy distract you. If you're washing the dishes, if you're putting clothes in the laundry, just put that on hold. Mm-hmm. Just come now.
All right.
Bring your mind in and let us listen to what the Lord has to say to us tonight. As I present to you the speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds, let us pray along with her and for her as she ministers the word of God. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for those exhortations and words of encouragement coming to Evangelist Hameen. And we thank the Lord for this broadcast thus far. At this time, let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you for this day. We pray that you will have your ways and your words and your anointing. Let it touch some soul, let some soul break up the stony heart and give their life unto you. Help them to look to you, Lord. for thou art able to do all things. We are trusting in you tonight. We pray that you have your way and your will be done. And we'll give thy name the praise and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for all who is on the line. Bandis Hameen, Bandis Khadija, Sister Cheryl. And I don't know if Cousin Dina was able to get on the line, but if she is, we would be glad to hear her testimony tonight. But however, if she's not on, we will go on into the Word of God, because I do understand her situation, and I know that God is able to heal. I know he's able to deliver. Praise the Lord. We're going to go to the Word of God. And we do want her to know that we are praying for her and her husband, because we know that God is still a miracle worker and God can finish the work that he has begun. So I thank the Lord for God being God. We're going to go to St. Matthew, the fifth chapter. Pardon me, we're going to back up to the fourth chapter and verse 23. And Jesus went about all Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sickness and all manner of disease among the people. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with divers diseases and torment, and those which were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. And there followed him great multitudes of people, Galilee, and from Decapolis, and from Jerusalem, and from Judea, and from beyond Jordan. And going over to St. Luke, the ninth chapter, the 11th verse, beginning with verse, well, we're going to back up a little bit, and we're going to go to the first verse, St. Luke 9:1. It says, then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Glory to God. He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Glory to God. We're living in a time now where there is great healing that is needed. So many people are afflicted in their bodies, in their mind, in their soul, their spiritual soul. Glory to God. They're hurting, pain from the things that they are going through. So we see here where Jesus, he sent the disciples out. He called them together, called them all together, and he gave them this power, and he gave them authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And then he sent them to preach the kingdom of God. He didn't just send them to heal the sick after he gave them this authority, but he gave them this authority that they would preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick, that they might receive Christ in their life. The kingdom of God, talking about how to enter into the kingdom of God and how that they must be born again. They had to believe on the only begotten Son of God. They had to reach out and repent of their sins and give their life to God. So the disciples went on to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. And in verse 3 it said, and he said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have 2 coats apiece. And whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart. And he told them to take no scrip with you, take no staves with you, take no bread, don't take no money, and take no coats, neither have 2 coats apiece. Sometimes when the Lord sent us, we got 2 coats, 2 suitcases, and we have so many things that we are taking with us. But at this time, Jesus sent the disciples without all of that stuff. And he told them whatever house they enter into, hallelujah, he said, stay there. You abide right there. Don't be running all over the place. That's how some people do it. They go from house to house, from place to place. Jesus said in the word, and whatsoever house ye enter into, there abide, and thence depart. You stay right there. And when you get finished preaching the kingdom of God, when you get finished healing the sick, then you can depart. Hallelujah. Some people, they say the Lord sent them, and they stay there over time. They there for 1 year, then 2 years, and 3 years. But God, he tells them, in other words, he gives them how much time to stay. But instead of staying the amount of time that God gives them, they overstay. They overstay their welcome. Glory to God. And then the people get tired of them, want them to go. But the disciples, they were told that in whatever house they enter into, there abide, just stay right there. And then depart, go your way. And whosoever will not receive you when ye go out of that city, glory to God, shake off the very dust from your feet for a testimony against them. It's going to be a testimony against them if they don't want to receive you. You can shake the dust off your feet and go your way. It'll be a testimony against them. We're living in times now when the devil don't want you to do the will of God, don't want to hear the word of God. You don't have to stay there, but you can shake the dust off your feet and be about your Father's business. Go on further. Hallelujah. As the Lord leads you. The Bible says, and they departed and went through the towns, and they went preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. They didn't have no certain places to go. They didn't say, well, I'll go over here because this brother got this and got that, and they are high up. They didn't do that. They went and preached the word of God throughout the towns, and they healed everywhere. Some people, they just go to certain ones, the ones that they favor. They'll go and pray for them. Hallelujah. But here's somebody over here that's been sick for weeks, has been cast down for weeks, but no one came to see about him. No one called to say, sister or brother, how are you feeling today? Do you want me to come and pray for you? Nobody took time out to pick up the telephone and say, God, lame, halt, hallelujah, you can be in sin. But the disciples went and preached everywhere. Hallelujah.
Everywhere,
they didn't
right.
Skip over this one, skip over that one, and go where they wanted to go. But they preached the word of God everywhere, and they went everywhere, healing everyone. I don't care what kind of sickness they had or what kind of disease they had. They healed them. And the word said, now Herod, the teacher, heard of all that was done by him, and he was perplexed. He was perplexed because that it was said of son that John was risen from the dead. When they heard and found out that the disciples was going to and healing and preaching the gospel, Herod thought, well, I done already killed John. I done put John to death. So mm-hmm. who is this? And he said, and he was perplexed because that it was said of some that John was risen from the dead. You see, Herod had already killed John, beheaded him. And he began to be perplexed. And in the 8th verse, it says, and of some that Elias had appeared, others that one of the old prophets was risen again. And Herod said, John, have I beheaded? But who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. Hallelujah. It wasn't John. John had not risen back up. But this was the Christ, the Son of the living God. He had worked miracles. He sent the disciples with that authority to be able to preach the kingdom of God and to heal them that was sick. Glory to God. And Herod said, John, have I beheaded? But who is this of whom I hear such things? And he desired to see him. And the apostles, when they returned, told him all that they had done and went into a desert place belonging to the city called Bethsaida. And the people, when they knew it, followed him, and he received them. He didn't reject them. He didn't send them away, but he received them and spake unto them of the kingdom of God and healed them that had need of healing. Glory, glory, glory. God, I tell you, God is still healing. My title tonight, we have need of healing. And my theme is God is still healing. He's still healing. Jesus has gone back to the Father. But God, I said, God, he's still healing. He's still saving. Hallelujah. Jesus is still working in his people, the born-again believers in Christ. He told us that these signs shall follow them that believe. And in my name shall they cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. So the people of God and the saints of God are still doing the work of the Lord, because God, he is still healing. And in the 12th verse, it said, and when the day began to wear away, then came the 12 and said unto him, send the multitude away, that they may go into the towns and country round about and lodge and get victuals, for we are here in a desert place. But Jesus said unto them, give ye them to eat. Don't send them away. You give them something to eat. And they said, we have no more but those and two fishes. in a company, and they did so, and made them all sit down. Then he took the five loaves and the two fishes, and looking up to heaven, hallelujah, he blessed them, and he broke it, and he gave to the disciples to set before the multitude, and they did eat. Jesus didn't even send them away, but he set them all down, and he fed them. Glory to God. We thank God, because God is still, he's still healing. I don't care what your situation may be or whatever is going on in your life. God is still healing. Going over to Acts, the fourth chapter, and verse 29. And now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. Glory to God. They wanted to be healed, the people to be healed. And the Lord said, behold, glory to God, they began to stretch forth their hands to heal, to heal, not to kill. But we're living in times now. Instead of healing the people of God, some of them are being beaten. Some of them are being cast down. Some of them are being threatened. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I know Satan don't like this, but it's the truth anyway. Some are being beaten. Some are being talked down to. Hallelujah. But that's not what the Lord told them to do. He said, heal them. Glory to God. The Lord sent the disciples to heal the people and to preach the kingdom of God. Satan don't like it when you tell the truth, when you preach the word. Hallelujah. And get to the point. Satan, he wants you to take down, draw back. But when the disciples was filled again with the Holy Ghost, they spake the word of God with boldness. Glory to God. They didn't hold back. In Acts the 10th chapter and verse 37 and verse 38, that word, I say ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with them. Glory to God. God was with them. And they went about all that were oppressed. Didn't heal some of them. Didn't heal a part of them. But all that were oppressed of the devil. For God was with them. Glory to God. And God is with us today. Hallelujah. Amen. He told us to heal. Glory to God. He said, you shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. If we do what thus saith the Lord, and if the word of God is in us, we should be able to heal the sick. We should be able to lay hands on the sick and they shall be recovered. We should be able to cast out devils. Hallelujah. Because God gave us power. But Are we using the power that God gave us? Are we using it, or are we keeping it to ourselves? Hallelujah. We supposed to use what God gave us. Hallelujah. I heard somebody preach the message, said use it or lose it. Glory to God. We have to use this power that God gave us. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Going over to Acts, the 10th chapter. I believe we read the 38th verse. Now we're going to go over to Acts, the 27th chapter and verse from me. For this is for your help. For there shall not a hair fall from the head of any of you. And I believe Paul was in a shipwreck. He suffered a shipwreck. And some were ready to jump overboard. They were ready to throw things overboard. But Paul began to say, except these abide in the ship. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. If they didn't stay in that ship, they would all perish. God, I thank my God that Paul began to speak to them and encourage them to stay on board. We got to stay on board and stay in the word of God, that God would have his way in our lives, that we might survive. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We have to take God at his word. It says, wherefore, I pray you to take some meat. They didn't want to eat. I believe Paul was fasting at this time, but it came to a point they had to get something to eat for their health. For there shall not an hair fall from the head of any of you. You're not going to perish. The Lord is going to keep you. And God will keep us. He will take us through whatever we need to go through. We don't have to be afraid of the devil. We don't have to be afraid of what is coming against us. But we can hold fast to the sound word. And God will take us through. Jeremiah 30:17 said, for I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds. Some have been wounded. Some have been hurt. Hallelujah. Some have been oppressed by the devil himself. But God, I said, God is on our side. God is still healing. Hallelujah. Although you've been hurt, although you've been oppressed, God is still on your side. God, I said, God is still healing. He will heal you from your oppression. He will heal you from your sins. He will heal you from your wounds. Hallelujah. Instead of healing you, sometimes they'll throw salt in the wound. Hallelujah. They'll make the wound more painful than ever before. But God, he's still healing. We have God on our side, and we have need of the healing for our wounds. We have need of healing for that broken heart. Somebody, their heart has been broken. Some have been deceived. Hallelujah. Some have been cast down. Some have been threatened. But God, I said, God, he's still healing. There's healing in his wings. There's healing of the nation. Glory to God. He knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. We are cast down, but not destroyed. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Whatever may come our way, God is able to heal us. He wants us to be in good health. He wants us to be able to serve him in the beauty of holiness. He wants us to give his name praise. He wants us to lift him up. Hallelujah. When the oppression, hallelujah, is released, then we can go ahead and praise our God freely. We can lift him up when the weight of sin is released from us. We are healed. Glory to God. Healing from our wounds. Healing from that broken heart where you've been torn down, beat down, cast down, but not destroyed. Because the Lord, I said the Lord is still healing us. He wants us to be in good health. Hallelujah. He wants us to prosper. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord don't want us cast down. He don't want his feet to be brokenhearted. Hallelujah. The Bible is telling us in 3 John, the 2nd verse, said, beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospers. See, God wants us to prosper. The devil wants us to fail. The devil wants us to go in bad health. The devil don't want us to prosper. But I trust in God, and I don't care what Satan says. The Lord said, for I will restore health to thee, and I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, this is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Glory to God. This is what Satan has done.
Yes.
Called them an outcast.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Called them an outcast. Maybe they didn't do like they felt like they should have done. So now they call them an outcast. But that's all right. Restore help. He's going to restore the help. And we're going to be happy. We're going to be able to praise our God and lift him up in the highest. I thank God tonight for his word. God is still healing. All you have to do is reach out. If you've been brokenhearted, if you have been wounded, if you have been threatened, if you have been cast down, if you have been oppressed, you can give it to Jesus and let him heal you. Because he's still healing. He's in the healing business. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming through. He wants to save you. He wants to forgive you of your sins. He wants to heal you from that broken heart and that wound where you have been wounded. He wants to heal it for you because God, I said God is still healing. Glory to God. There may be somebody out there that want to be healed from the troubled mind, from the thing that's vexing your mind and vexing your soul. God is still able. He's right here now. If you just give it to Jesus, give it over to the Lord, and let him work it out. He can fix it tonight, right now. If you just believe, say, Lord, I believe. I believe. believe the word of God. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus, thanking you for your word. Thanking you, Lord, for a chance to be healed of sin, for a chance to be healed of that broken heart, to be healed from being cast down and oppressed by the devil. Hallelujah. I believe you today in the name of Jesus. Have thine own way. Let your will be done. Touch right now, Lord. Save to the uttermost, Lord. Help somebody to repent of their sins right now, Lord. Let them be healed. Hallelujah. That soul that is suffering with the COVID, let them be healed in the name of Jesus. That soul that is contending with that heart condition, let them be healed. The soul that is contending with that disease, let them be healed in the name of Jesus. We know you're able. We know you got the power. We know all power is in your hand. You're able, Lord. That soul that is contending with trouble in their mind, hallelujah, touch them right now. Deliver their mind. Deliver in the name of Jesus. Heal, Lord. Cast out devils. We know you're able to save. You're able to deliver, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help somebody to repent. Help them, oh Lord, to get their life to you. We know you're able. We know you got the power. We're dependent on you today, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. We want you to go into the hospitals. Go into the therapy places. Touch right now. Save Jesus. Heal, Lord. Deliver the souls of men. Have mercy. Go behind the prison walls. Touch, Lord Jesus. Let your word go out. That somebody might receive Christ in their life. We want you to go into the hospitals, walk up and down the halls from room to room. Touch, Lord. Save Jesus. Heal and deliver. Forgive sins. Blot out of transgression. Have mercy right now. Right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Right now. Deliver, Lord. Send the living Jesus. Look on those that are depressed. Hallelujah. Touch them, Lord. Touch their minds. Lift that burden. We know your burden there. You're able, Jesus. Be merciful, oh Lord. Restore health, oh Lord. Save to the uttermost. Fill with the Holy Ghost. Convert some soul. Sanctify them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, help them to believe on you, as the scripture has said. Oh, my God, we thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for this prayer, your word. Thank you right now. Hallelujah, baby. Hallelujah, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the soul. Thank you for strength, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for that soul that wants to make a change. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able to save. You're able to heal, Jesus. Deliver them, Lord. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, we take you at your word. We believe you today. We know your word is true. And we know that thou art able. We know you got the power. Have thine own way, and we'll give thy name the praise. In the name of Jesus, oh my God, we pray that you'll go with us, stand by us, look upon all those that are listening on the prayer list. Touch them right now. Save, heal, and forgive in the name of Jesus. Blot out of the transgressions. Help, Lord. We're waiting, Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. Be merciful, O Lord. Save to the uttermost. Let your spirit be there and your blood cover the night. And we give thy name the praise, and the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Wow. Thank God for that powerful message coming through Evangelist May.
Amen.
And she preached a very timely message.
Yes, she did.
God is still healing, and that's the truth. We need every one of us. We all have need of healing. And praise be to God. This word was so encouraging and so uplifting. And I thank the Lord for his message on tonight. And I thank God for that powerful anointed prayer. The word of God, she preached under the anointing. And I thank God for it. And I pray that you have been blessed, that you have heard from the Lord on tonight. Oh, praise be to God. And I thank the Lord for this beautiful, beautiful message. I want to say to Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and keep on letting God have his way in your life. You know, she talked about that healing, how God gave the power and authority to his disciples to go forth and to minister all throughout the area. And we need to get busy and do what God wants us to do, because God is still healing. God is still, he hasn't stopped. And he didn't turn anybody away. But whoever came to him and asked for healing, he healed them and he made them whole. They didn't go away the same way they came. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But the Lord, he made them completely whole. They were perfectly whole. When they
Amen.
Were, they might have come to him lame. They might have come to him deaf, blind, whatever way they came to him, even dead.
Yes.
He made them whole. He raised
Amen.
The dead. He healed
all of
all
yes.
Yes. Every single disease, any sickness, he healed every one of them. And
Amen.
He sent them away a different
Amen.
Way they came. And I thank
yes.
God once again for that message tonight. That's how God is. He wants you to be healed. Yes,
Amen.
We have areas in our lives that need to be healed.
Amen.
No one
That's right.
is exempt. We all have need of healing. Praise God.
Amen.
So I do thank the Lord for the word of God coming through Evangelist May, and the Lord has ministered to me tonight through this word. And I thank him. I thank,
thank
him. Not only
thank
healing, but the preaching. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He sent his disciples to preach the word.
Yeah,
that word itself is healing. Praise God.
Amen.
So I truly thank the Lord. I could say a whole lot more, but the word of God has been preached, and I encourage you to take it in for yourself and apply it to your life. And at this time, we're going to give way for other remarks. If anyone else is on the line who desires to give remarks in the way of our clergy, you are certainly welcome to go forth at this time. God bless.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for that beautiful message that came through on tonight. God was surely speaking tonight. Amen. He spoke to our hearts tonight.
Yes, he did.
Amen. He's still in the healing business. I don't care what the enemy's saying, how he comes. God
Amen.
Is still in the healing business. And he
Amen.
Wants to heal you. Matter of fact, the Bible said he was wounded for our transgressions.
Yes.
He
Amen.
Was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement
yes.
of our peace is upon him. And with
yes.
his stripes, We are. That word are, meaning now, future, we are healed. Hallelujah.
Yes.
According to your faith, be it unto you. I just thank God, that was a beautiful message tonight. You know, the enemy comes in all kinds of ways to try to distract you, try to cast you off, make you feel like you ain't nothing, you don't mean nothing to nobody, make you feel like you'll never be healed. Oh, I've been dealing with this situation for year and year after year after year after year. I'll never be healed. But he said, with his stripes, we are healed.
Amen.
I'm at his word. I believe God tonight. I thank God for the word of God. I want to encourage you out there, amen, to believe God. Believe him for your healing. Believe him for your deliverance. Believe him, just like the scripture has said. He said, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly, his innermost part, his innermost being, is going to flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus, thank you, Jesus. I'm kind of stirred up after that word.
Go ahead.
He's good. I want to say to Evangelist May to continue to preach the word.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist May, saying we have need of healing and saying God is still healing. And she really preached under the anointing. I enjoyed the remarks. Even, you know, Jesus, he sent his disciples out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick, and they did what they were told. And the thing about it, they didn't limit their ministries to just one place or one city or one nation
one
people. They didn't have respect of persons, but they went out
everywhere.
And Lord knows our land is in desperate need of healing, and not just from the coronavirus. You know, but we have need of healing, and God is still healing. He hasn't lost any power. He's the same God. And I truly enjoy the word of God coming. I'm just happy. I'm glad to be a part of it. So I thank God. Maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God and praying. I enjoy the prayer as well. Amen.
The Lord. Amen. Praise God. Any other remarks? If not, we do thank God for those beautiful, encouraging remarks and exhortations. And this word is a soul-stirring message. I could say it too. I'm stirred up about it myself. And
yes.
I don't know about you, but I feel like preaching too.
Lord, yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
Go ahead.
Beautiful message. Praise the Lord.
Have his way.
Glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, he's still in the healing.
Yes.
We have some work to do. We have some goals to reach.
If not, we thank the Lord for this broadcast, and we'll be back on Tuesday night, 7 p.m., if it's the Lord's will. And we're going to, at this time, this brings the broadcast to a close. God bless you.